Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 41 degrees. Good morning, 02 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning, 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning, 04 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 38 degrees.
KEAIDZ, Mogul, Southern Michigan.
Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning, 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 55 degrees.
Kilo Foxy, Charlie Delta.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 57 degrees.
KF8DPZ. KD8OOE. Good afternoon, KD8OOE. This is KF8DPZ. How are you doing today?
Oh, I thought you were my brother. I heard the Z on the end of it, and I thought you were my younger brother.
That's okay. It's always nice to make a contact.
Yeah, right on. Where are you, what repeater are you working into the system through?
I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm about 3 miles away from a direct line of sight.
Do they leave that tied into their system now?
They certainly seem to. I'm always seeing it when I look up when I look on the monitor online. The only thing about it is that if there's a weather event or something like that that's going on, all that traffic on this particular repeater takes priority. I don't know if they disconnect it from the net or not because I haven't seen that happen, but. From my understanding is that, you know, like weather events and things like that take priority on this repeater, but otherwise it's open for everybody and connected to the network.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a protocol for them all, you know, anymore. The Skywarn, there's so many people doing it at this point that, you know, it turned into a zoo, I think. Individual counties have that, and, you know, you can look online at the software and see what's coming at you.
Yeah, that is definitely true, but having some nice localized observations is always good, too, especially with the way things are happening over at NOAA. Yeah, it's getting to the point where they need our help.
Yeah, if they could tie them in, you know, in line with the prevailing winds, because that seems to be how everything moves. And I've been on a couple of them where I pretty much was right in line, just off to the side of the actual tornado, and I stopped doing it after I had my daughter. I quit doing it because I got really close one time and almost got pushed off with my vehicle off into a river. It was pretty interesting.
You've gotten a bit closer to a tornado than I would care to. Glad you survived it.
Yeah, I was right on the outside edge of it, and it cleaned off all the trees along the causeway. I was coming up from the north end of the town. There's a reservoir that I was crossing over. And it cleared off all the trees, and then I watched it go over the bridge. And it kind of went up and over after it pushed over a giant willow tree on the edge of the reservoir that I used to fish by when I was a kid, been there forever. It was probably 10 feet across the trunk of that thing, and it turned it up, and that was the end of that. It's gone now, but it went up and over the hill, and four doors down from where I lived at the time, and it went right up and over my place, which I was pretty happy about, but it tore up some other stuff not too far from there.
That must have been a heck of an experience. The closest thing I've got to that is back in 2005, I was flying down to Florida to visit some friends. And while I can't remember the exact name of the specific hurricane, it turned out I was flying right into one. So about 35, 40 minutes out from Orlando, we're cruising along at altitude, everything is going smooth, and all of a sudden the bottom just fell out. The plane literally started falling out of the sky. They had flown into a low-pressure zone that the radar hadn't seen. And then not long after that, probably the most exciting plane ride I've ever had in a jetliner, the pilot tipped that thing over 45 degrees, banking hard left, leveled back out. A few minutes after that, did the same thing going back to the right so they could fly around the storm and bring us back to ground safely. Yeah, it's not an experience I care to repeat either.
What year was that one where you dropped? About what year was it?
That was back in 2005. That happened to me 20 years ago, and I can still remember it vividly to this day. I've even got a picture I took with my cell phone I had at the time of one of the thunderheads from above, where you can see the anvil shape looking out the window as we were flying past it.
Yeah, I remember rolling out of, when would that have been? Must have been early 90s when Hurricane Andrew come up here, and 2 meters, I talked on Simplex, 2 meters FM Simplex with 5 watts, talked to Florida after that hurricane come through. I couldn't believe it. I thought the guy was lying to me. But I did it, and when the band opens, and that Hurricane Andrew tore some stuff up, and I left one time. I left before a hurricane hit. I was in the Bahamas, and I flew out of there just as it was coming in, and then they got hit pretty hard there. I think that must have been about 95. About 94, 95 then. So it was mid-90s.
Yeah, stuff like that, that's always fun. My friends down in Florida, they joke after a hurricane goes through about how they, you know, they have the hurricane parties where everybody gets out the chainsaws to clear the roads. But I'm like, I don't think I'd want to have to deal with that kind of destruction. It's bad enough putting up with earthquakes and tornadoes up here in Michigan.
Yeah, I think we may be in store for a for an earthquake before long. I was just up in Atlanta, Michigan. I had a court case I was dealing with up there, and I got to drive through part of the where the ice storm was, and all the trees were laying in piles through the woods. I didn't hit none of the back roads, but all of M33, there was sawdust piles everywhere, and then if you look back far enough, you could see where the birch trees took it real bad, and some jack pines that ate those up. JB8OOE.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that kind of destruction up close and personal. Like I said, I don't think I'd want to deal with having to clean that up. KF8DPZ.
I almost went to Florida after one of them hurricanes you're talking about for cleanup, and then I found out that they were, I forgot what they called it. They would take those guys there. It was all pay or nothing. You go down there to work, they're going to put you to work, and you don't get to dictate anything, and you can't, like, bid. They were keeping people there against their will. Martial law. They were doing that to people, and I heard about that a little bit over the radio, and I was like, nah, I think I'm going to stay here.
I wouldn't blame you for that. I would have, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk life and limb, go down there with a couple $1,000s worth of chainsaws and construction tools and risk getting all my stuff confiscated and just stay right here. Them other guys can risk it. And, it was like once I found out that they were holding people against their will, I was like, oh, no. No thanks.
Yeah, definitely something I would not have put myself through, I can tell you that.
A lot of people down there carrying guns, too, and it's 60 out, so I guess it's 60 degrees outside. That's kind of a little bit better than yesterday. I think I'm gonna go out there and make a mess. I've been hesitating all day, and I think somebody wants some ice cream. So I think we're gonna hit the trail and go up to the ice cream store and maybe get us an ice cream. So I'm gonna say 7-3, and I'm gonna get out of here. I got a radio in the car, but I'm gonna have a mouthful of ice cream, I think. 7-3, this is KB8OOE.
Yeah, I copy that. I got a few things I can do before I can have a treat like ice cream myself. So I will say 73s to you also. My first personal is Cliff. Charlie Lima, India Foxtrot, Foxtrot. KF8, DPZ, clear after your final.
Hey, sorry about that. Name here is Mike. Mike, India Kilo Echo. I'm current in the call book, but I'm not at my home residence right now. I'm a couple pounds north recovering. Recovering from a hospital visit, so yeah, I'll say 7-3. I monitor this thing quite a bit. This is KB8OOE.
All right, well, it's good to hear you're on the mend. I'm glad you're recovering. KF8DPZ, clear.
NXP, WAYRC.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, showers, 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees.
Give me that stuff here.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.
On Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Knox Common, Michigan, including and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from their... This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, KW5AS, WB8TTZ, WG8AXB, KAUNX, NAOBU, and KD8SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the next, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Can you wind me up, Doc? I'm going to run next checking, please. Are there any relays? KAJBD, KEADON, can you place the general of that call, please?
This is KAJBD, will do, will do. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Again, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to check in, please call now, please call now. This is KAJBD.
Nothing hurt.
All right, then we'll start with the nine that we have on the roster, and we'll see where this leads us. Let's see here. In case you hadn't heard it, we had an exercise yesterday. I'm sure y'all did. And in fact, I know many of you were able to participate in it. Those of you that weren't, you had all the good reasons that you couldn't, and that's okay. We did have, it looked like every district participated. I'm only going off the top of my head because I just got this morning the 213 reports, and I'm trying to collect, I have to assimilate that information into the scoring sheet. I don't have any stats to give you, but I do know that all the districts participated, and District 7 had light participation. I know there were two counties up Roscommon and Grand Travis was participating. The rest of the counties, they needed a break after the ice storm, and that's okay, too. It was generally well-received. If you guys did get to participate in, you haven't told anybody about it yet, thanks for that report. In both directions news. And we're coming up on the one-year anniversary.
Join the state HFNet.
The repeater's going to drop. The squelch is open. And that's the way it works. Sorry if you don't like it. I'd ask you to just turn your radio off. You don't like listening to it, but it brings gives people that normally can't get into HF an opportunity to experience HF and carry the information across. Keep it SWR. We'll find you. Because every time you key up, you're being recorded. So it's okay. Just keep being up. Keying up. Okay. Keep it SWR. TCYZF, KWSWR.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 50 degrees.
NXP, WAYC. Try again without the other radio on. WAYC, Scotty Rock. WAYC, Tara.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 48 degrees.
This is GH Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring. W8SFR, mobile and monitoring.
Take this no. Whoops, I'm hearing myself just a minute.
Oh, the W8FFR, or W8YRC. I had my cue meter on, and I got the mic Shark RF here, have them all at the same time. Still there? W8YRC.
Whiskey 8, Yankee Romeo Charlie, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, that is a affirmative, I am still here. How are you tonight?
Not too bad, I don't know, it might be a little bit of delay, I'm going to All-Star, playing with a, around with a shark, Mike, Shark RF, anyway, seems to work okay. Try to get my FL Digi working here, and all of a sudden it's been working, and then all of a sudden now I have no sound cards or, you know, selection. It's all blank, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But give me something to do, play with it the rest of the night. Not exactly what I had in mind, but I'll get it going here eventually.
That sounds like a lot of fun when stuff you just worked on decides not to work anymore. But W8YRC, I've heard that call sign before. Are you part of the Alcara Club, the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Club?
My son's the president and I'm the trustee.
Okay, that's why that call sign sounded familiar. Now I'm picturing who you are. Yeah, I've been meaning to go to those, but I've been working 60-hour weeks, and it just escapes my mind that, no, I have that tonight.
Yeah, when you're working a lot of hours, things go by, but that's good, though. Paychecks are good, you know, good, unless I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm working Monday through Saturday, but then again, radio equipment's not cheap, so I kind of need to do it so I can get more radio stuff, because this hobby is addicting, but it's also very expensive.
I'll switch over here. It'll be a little bit better. Yeah, radio stuff, tell me about it. I can show you a picture of, I'm not sure how I got away with it, but a lot of stuff in this shack.
Oh, yeah, just the HF radio I'm looking at. I want to get on sale for a rebate, $600. And I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty penny, but I'll eventually get it.
$600. I'm not sure which radio that is, but that's like half price of the 991A or the 7300 ICOM or Yaesu. So $600 does everything you want it to do. You might as well grab it because that's crazy. Yeah, these prices are getting out of hand on everything. You look at a vehicle, it's like, what? Oh, that's 10 years old, and then you want how much? It should be the price of a new one.
Affirmative on that. I mean, just my rent alone. And so I live in Flint, and I have a small house with my brother I rent. And, yeah, I'm paying a decent amount for rent. But I look everywhere else, it's all the same price. I'm like, this is Flint. This is cheap to live in. I know someone down in Troy, they're paying $1,000 plus for rent for an apartment. I'm like, I'm renting a house here in Flint. So yeah, everything is pricey now.
Yeah, I got a son-in-law, my daughter, living over in Chicago, west of Chicago, Wheaton area. They're paying pushing $2,300 for a house, tri-level. Nice house, but not that nice.
Like I said, I share a 700 or 800 square foot two-bedroom house with my brother, and we pay $900 a month for it. Like I said, this is Flint. Everything I looked at was $850, so it's like there's not much difference. And again, if Flint is pushing almost $1,000, yeah, everywhere else is well north of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, I will get back here to work on the Yaesu and FL Digi too. Trying to figure out where my sound card disappeared to. But everything was working real good. All of a sudden I upgraded and it was still working and now it's not there. So 7-3, nice talk to you. Name here is Mike, I forgot to tell you, but yeah. So have a good night. W8YRC.
All right, name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. It's good to talk to you, Mike. I will see you at the club meeting if I remember to go, which I will put my phone to go to that. So 7-3, enjoy tinkering with your radios. This is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, showers, 48 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, listening. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listening for the LinkedIn repeater in Michigan. All right, no copy on the repeater from Mount Clemens and Link to Michigan. VA3, Alpha India, India, Southern Ontario, will be clear.
Good evening, 22 hours, rain, 47 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, rain, 47 degrees.